Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go. Won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. My name is Sister Shelley, and I'm so excited you tuned in and so honored to be able to speak the word of God into your life today. I know I have a message from God just for you, so thank you so much for tuning in. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift our hearts and hands up to you, giving you and you alone all of the glory, honor, praise, do your name. We pause to acknowledge your greatness and the Holy Spirit's presence in this message today. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Glory to God. Well, recently I heard a minister say, don't stay in condemnation. Make the needed adjustments and move on. hearing those words were so liberating and freeing to me. And I hope they are to you as well. On the job, in the relationship, as a parent or spouse, or maybe even in your finances, you are bound to mess up or make some type of mistake, right? But God does not want us staying in a place of self-condemning ourselves or others because of these mistakes. He wants us to admit when we are wrong, ask for forgiveness if needed, and make the needed adjustments, as the minister said, and move on. Rehearsing the mistake, playing it over and over in your mind, and constantly bringing it up is not healthy or changing what happened. If only I coulda, I shoulda did, I wish I woulda. Life is not about the woulda, shoulda, coulda, but about how we handle things now in the present. The Bible says, His mercies are new every morning. Every morning is in your present, and you and I get to make the necessary adjustments without condemnation. Selah. Pause and think on that. The title of today's message is Go and Condemn No More. Condemn is defined in the Noah-Webster Dictionary 1828 edition as disapprove, to include the idea of utter rejection, to pronounce to be utterly wrong. Now let's go to our Street Love Bible story. Now today I'm going to do something a little different. I want to give you two examples. One of somebody who was condemned, who didn't make the needed adjustment, and then I'm going to share a Bible story of someone who was condemned, but they did make the adjustment, just so you can see the difference and apply it to your own life. Amen? So the first one is just a story of a person in the Bible, and I'm going to paraphrase, so just stick with me, okay? Her name was Salome, and her parents were Herodias and Philip. And they were related to Herod the Great. Now, Herodias left Philip and married Herod Antipas, her uncle. Yep, you heard me, her uncle. Since this marriage was forbidden by law, John the Baptist openly criticized Herod and Herodias, for which he was arrested. Herodias wanted him dead for his comments against her, thus bringing her condemnation, right? But Herod refused to execute him. So Salome danced before Herod at his birthday party, pleasing him and his guests so much that he agreed to grant her whatever she wished. After she conferred with her mom, Herodias, Salome asked for John the Baptist's head on a platter. Regretfully, the king fulfilled his promise by having John beheaded and presenting the head to Salome, who in turn gave it to her mother. Wow. So, John the Baptist didn't approve. He rejected the mom's marriage and pronounced that it was wrong. And Salome's mother was condemned for a law put in place. And she sought vengeance and had John the Baptist's head put on a platter by Salome. She didn't make the adjustment and stayed. John chapter 1 and then verses 3 through 12 really quickly. Jesus went into the Mount of Olives, and the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken into adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses and the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where art thou thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Glory to God. The lady did not say, I'm sorry, or please forgive me. The adjustment was to go and sin no more, just to turn from their sin and not do it again. Now, can you see yourself in any of these two stories that I just read? About? Do you feel condemned about something that happened and want to seek vengeance? You want your handies in a jar like the lady caught in adultery. So you weren't the best parent. So you cheated on your loved one, or maybe you stole something. Maybe you weren't the best spouse. Maybe you self-medicate with alcohol or drugs or sex to cope. Jesus is saying to you, go and sin no more. Forgive yourself. Stop condemning yourself and stop condemning others. Go and condemn no more. One more time. Go and condemn no more. What does Sister Shelley say? Go and condemn no more. Sister Shelley's personal story. Since I gave you two Bible stories today, I'm only going to say a prayer from Psalm 51 when David was caught in sin. Heavenly Father, have mercy on each of the callers today, according to thy loving kindness. Hide thy face from all our sins and blot out all our iniquities. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. In Jesus' name we pray, and we all say, Amen. In conclusion, God's mercies are new to you and I every morning. We don't have to badger ourselves with criticizing, judging, or condemning. Today, make a decision to go and condemn yourself and others no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that ends this week's power message. And I hope it was a blessing to you. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If that's you today and you want to receive Jesus for the first time, just repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your son Jesus as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe that Jesus died, that he rose again, and that right now he is seated at the right hand of God. And right now, I confess him as my Lord. And my new home is in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a second invitation. And this is for those who would like to rededicate your life to Christ. This is for those who may have walked away. At some point you received Jesus, but you walked away. We call that backslidden. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If that's you, you confess underneath your breath whatever it is, and I'm going to pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are rededicating their lives to you right now. According to 1 John 1:9, they are coming back to you wholeheartedly. They are asking for forgiveness. They want it covered under the blood, and we are believing right now that it's done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Do you hear that bell? That's for all those who received salvation today or rededicated their lives. Glory to God. There are angels glorifying the Lord right now just for what you did. Hallelujah. And guess what? I have a free gift for you. If you'd like to receive that free gift, go to my website at www.lunchandprayer.org. Click the contact button and just let me know which one you receive salvation or rededication, and I'll send that gift out to you. Amen. All right. Well, let's get to our announcements. Well, family, August and the beginning of September is our fundraiser month. If you'd like to support the free Lunch and Prayer Street Outreach or continue to hear the Blog Talk Power messages, you can do so by donating any amount on my website at freelunchandprayer.org. Or if you'd like to send money through Cash App, you can do that. My Cash App, URL is $StreetLove93. Or you can mail your payment or donate to P.O. Box 39750, Redford, Michigan, 48239, and make it payable to Living Ministries. Glory to God. Now, my ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free Lunch and Prayer Street Outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. Is there yet anyone left in the household of Southfield, Michigan, Texas, Lincoln Park, that I may show the compassion of the Lord to? And if you would like for me to come to your church, just please reach out to me on my website at freelunchandprayer.org, and we'll prayerfully consider where the Lord would like me to go. Glory to God. And for those of you who don't know it, right now I'm at a church that has two churches at one location. So the churches are Church of the Resurrection and Runners for Christ. We are there the fourth Wednesday of each month at 27085 West Outer Drive in Ecorse, Michigan. And the pastor is Pastor Reverend Overall. Glory to God. So we're there the fourth Wednesday, and beginning really soon, we're going to be going to a church in Lincoln Park. So I'm so excited about that. We're believing we're going to be out there the third Saturday of the month. So I'll be telling you more about that soon. Glory to God. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages. They're available 24 hours a day. All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones. And another thing, go ahead and click the button so that you can follow me so that I won't have to keep sending out emails and text messages. And that way it will just automatically come to you as soon as I post that I have a message. Glory to God. Well, family, I am finished. I'm done with everything. So let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, turn his face toward you, and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, and we all say, amen. And remember, street love begins with you. Family, have a blessed week. I love you.